my ass from intrusive people and the questions they would ask. You're the coolest person, I wish I could have stayed. And I miss all of the secrets that we would trade. I'd sweat until my clothes were damp. As if you had a boy and you said I was in love. Stay the only one that said my side friends didn't suck. One, two, three, four, you're the one that I adore. Five, six.
Just because he's doing what he can. do better and break my old habits up. Words spoken with a psycho, but they know that he'll never understand. So if a bit is half value, just because he's a shit guy doesn't mean that he's hating the man. It's not the best, just fine. But just because he's doing what he can, Who I am, getting my heart broken secondhand. And let's just hope you have a plan. So I guess you never understand. Yeah, I can't resist this. Who I am, getting my heart broken secondhand. And let's just hope you have a plan. So I guess I never understand.
is Milo, idiot McAdams.
Yeah.
We always say like a G, McAdams. There's always a G inflection.
So it's Mick, not Meg.
Yeah, MC.
We are River City Sounds, episode 72. I'm Cole here by myself with...
Wrong Worshippers!
All right. Chloe had already scheduled time off because they are going to go help their friend move. Unfortunately, Iz and Justin may have come in contact with COVID. So everyone gets the week off and it's just me.
We're crushing it.
Yes, last week we overwhelmed the band with interviewers. This week, the interviewer is being overwhelmed with band. So how we start? So doing a little research this morning. You guys in high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seniors.
Both seniors. Pretty cool group of high schoolers, honestly. Very good music. So I saw you guys were in a band together, right? Like school band together?
Yeah.
Jazz band.
So we're in the school jazz band together.
So is that how you guys met, or how did Wrong Worshippers come about?
You want me to... Yeah, so we're next door neighbors.
Okay.
So the big joke is he had to go 6 months without a best friend.
Okay.
Because I was born
six months before me.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah. You guys live next to each other?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The house right there. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So we're technically like a quote-unquote quarantine band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We started in 2020, but it was kind of inevitable.
Yeah. Our practice routine was every other day over the pandemic. I'd haul my drum kit in the backyard, and you'd haul your bass amp, and we had practice, and we wrote the first album over the fence.
That's really cool, actually. Yeah. That's very cool. Do you have any videos of that? Have you guys, like,
yeah, we have practicing? A few pictures. A few pictures of that.
We have some. I don't know if we have any videos.
I don't think I saw any on the Instagram. Maybe I didn't far enough.
One of our first Instagram reels, when I'm doing the drum kit with the house construction in the background, was taken from your half of the fence, and that's like we hear it, where he would have practice.
Okay, very cool. But you guys are very tight. I can definitely tell you guys have been practicing for a while.
Thank
now.
You so much.
Thank you.
I think it's also like that power of friendship.
Yeah. No one's known that long. So what are the origins of the band name? What does that mean to you?
Okay, so this is a pretty funny story. We were trying to come up with a band name, right? And so one day we're at band practice, and I was like, I thought of a band name. We could be Wrong Worshippers. So this is like the first band name we came up with. We haven't tried anything
else. The second one was Bad Boys of the Arctic.
Yeah, but we didn't use that. So I was like, oh, is that like how some people use their religion to like discriminate against other people? And he was like, no, I just thought it sounded cool. But we can say that. I was like, okay, cool. So we've been Wrong Worshippers ever since.
But also, like, I feel like that became the meaning. Like, there's no harm in assigning meaning after the thing. Like,
yeah, 100%. That's true.
I feel like as a band, that's what we stand for. Like, you should never like use your religion to discriminate, to downplay, to excuse doing bad things.
Read the book or see the movie Silence by Martin Scorsese?
I've heard of it.
It's really good.
I know what it's about. It's a very good book. Watch it. It's on my watch list.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, it's basically Christian conversion in Japan. Mm. Or is it Japan? Or is it? Yeah, I think it's Japan.
I think so. Yeah.
A bunch of Portuguese guys get trapped over there and have to like renounce their religion to stay alive.
Oh damn!
Because they're starting to kill all the Christians. Fun
book.
Yeah,
that's because the Christians in that movie are wrong worshippers.
So you'd already mentioned that you have some releases out. I skipped something.
Oh no.
Genre and influence-wise, who would you say influences you? I heard a lot of, like, for at least the first, like, two, three songs, maybe. It was, like, some early Green Day, some Ramones. Maybe a little bit of The Damned in there.
Ooh,
have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, I love The Damned.
Okay, very cool.
All those. That was, like...
Definitely went through a pretty heavy Green Day phase.
The first band I fell in love with was the Ramones.
Mm-hmm, okay, very cool.
But I do feel like, more of the second half of this, like, our real, like, influences, like, Royal Blood, Queens of the Stone Age,
okay.
Death from Above.
Okay, I could hear some Queens, sure. And with the bass, I love the setup you have, because you explained to me you have, like, the kill switch between the distorted guitar-sounding effects and then your actual more bassy things. Was that more of a utilization of not having a guitar player, or was that more of a conscious effort beforehand? Like, our music is simple enough, we don't necessarily need a guitar player, or... Yeah, talk to me.
We've sort of been trying to start bands since freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
We were writing a lot of songs, and we were trying to, like, get musicians to do a band with us.
Yeah. We would write a song together, and we'd be like, this is kind of cool. but we need a guitarist and a vocalist and all this stuff. And we get people together, it just wouldn't work out.
It would be bad.
Mm-hmm. And so one day he shows me this band called Royal Blood, and they're a bass and drums duo.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if they can do it.
The sky's the limit.
Yeah. So one thing I've seen a lot is, because me in my project, after we kind of simmered down to a two-piece as well, started using baritone. Like the six-string bass that's like a guitar, basically. I started using one of those, and then I might cut it because I don't want to make it seem like, oh, I started this, but I didn't. But like, I totally stole the idea from someone else. But like, I've definitely noticed in more in the community of like the bass and drum duo switching over to the baritone a little bit, getting some more like the leads and whatnot. No, it's really cool to see the way that you do it with the two amps and splitting it back and forth between.
I think that was
that is very inspired by like Royal Blood.
I was gonna say the watching the rig rundown of Big Business though. That's exactly what they do, except it's with three amps.
Okay.
Like yeah. I know Mike Kerr from Royal Blood does that a lot, but I feel like a lot of the nitty gritty we took from Big Business.
Mm-hmm. But no, it works really well, especially when it's just like, oh, it's just the guitar playing right now, and the bass kicks in. It feels like, even though you're just playing the same instrument and cut one in and out, it's very cool. But yeah, I was gonna say music releases. You had mentioned before that you have one out, and I guess you're working on a second one.
So, we have an album. We have an album and an EP out.
Okay.
We're working on releasing a single, and we're working on the second album.
Okay.
So,
yeah. We have this, we played in the set, this single called Not Your Pawns.
Okay.
It's recorded, we're working on getting it released.
We just have to get it mastered and we're done. Yeah. But then our goal is to get the second album recorded by the end of the summer before college. Okay. So then we can just focus on marketing.
Are you guys going to stay in Richmond, probably go to VCU or something?
I don't want to think about it.
You guys. It's almost there.
Pass.
Okay. Deep set conversation piece that you need to think about later.
I got it.
So who recorded that? You guys doing it yourselves, or are you guys going somewhere?
Yeah, the first album we went to Red Amp.
Okay, I've not even heard of them actually.
That was great.
Really good.
Your dad is. We were able to get in because like your dad is really good friends with the sound engineer.
Okay, it's called
Red Amp.
Red Amp. Okay, just
and
making sure.
We were like, we were too big, like not too big for our britches, but like that was.
Yeah.
Two, like, freshmen.
Too much quality.
Too much quality, yeah.
I understand that for sure.
That was like, mind-blowing. And then our second EP, we did in a garage with the bassist from Remote Control. Check him out, Casey. That was so fun.
That was nice. That was, the upside of that is it's more of, like, a production experience. Mm-hmm. Like, you can sort of go in and not have everything fully planned out.
Because I feel like, the
decisions
first,
in there.
The first record we went in there and did the entire thing in like 10 hours.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, like we didn't make a lot of calls like, oh, like this is how we want it mixed. It was just kind of, it got mixed and handed to us because we didn't know any better. The EP was like, it was very like we were in the room a lot, just calling a lot of shots. And I think that happened, the latest single we just recorded, that's like one of the best recording experiences. That was
recorded in the home studio
of Philip Humphreys.
So what do you do for like guitar bass wise in recordings? Do you just do the same thing you do basically now, or do you like pick up a guitar and play guitar parts as well?
It's pretty much the same thing as live. It's all bass. We have our one rule is no guitar ever.
Okay.
We're a very, very like anti-guitar band.
Very cool.
We feel like the current like way the world is built is to cater to guitarists and their needs, and we're just rebelling that.
But yeah, sometimes I've kind of done this more and more on each subsequent release, but I'll overdub another bass part, like a high bass part, just give some harmonies or a trim picking part or something. But yeah, it's all bass, and I usually
sort
just
doing that with drums a bit too. Yeah.
Do you like do the kill switch in the recording of the song, or do you like go back and re-record that as opposed to like doubling up with the amp?
I usually just do the kill switch
because
it's like all together when you do that, and it blends really nicely.
I take it they actually probably will mic both separately.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
We did the mic
on the first album. I recorded them separately, but that was the only time I did that.
It feels a little disconjointed sometimes when you first record, and you're like, oh, that's what things sounded like recorded.
On the single, we did the bass amp in the bathroom. Like, we had it in a fully different room. That was funny.
Sorry, I'm just reading real quick.
Oh, no, you're good.
You're fine. So, do you guys have more of a preference between the DIY house shows versus more organized venues?
I'm going to have to go apples and oranges.
Okay.
Like, I love, like, so much the DIY and the positivity and, like, just, like, I just people going in and caring about each other. And it's always so fun and, like, moshing, things getting broken and everyone, like, I just feel like there's so much, like, joy being radiated, like, resonating.
I think radio would also work, too.
English. But then, like, we go to venues and it's like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Now things are plugged in.
Yeah.
Like, they have all these different sort of pros and cons. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, it's big venues are cool because it's a lot of people and it's a, you know, it's a really awesome experience. It's like, oh, I'm playing in front of, like, 80 people.
But also crazy. Yeah, not even like the people, like equipment wise too, it's like,
yeah,
it's nice to have like that support.
But yeah, then like Milo said, you go to a house show and you know you probably know like half the people there and it feels it's like a communal thing. It's almost like going to church for rock bands. You know.
And that being said, do you guys have, like, a favorite show you've played so far?
I'm going to have to go... We did this show at the Harbor Blast Chili Cook-Off, and I remember... I think there was, like, three people in the audience, and all of them were sitting in lawn chairs.
Okay.
And we just... We played the show exactly how we did. Like, we did the jumping around. We did all the crowd participation we did. We did it... We played it like it was for 100 people. But then afterwards, we got for tickets to sample all the chili...
And that's cool.
That was probably my one of my favorite shows.
No, that sounds great.
That one was awesome. I think we played in August 2022. We played Richmond Music Hall. That was our first gig of that size at like one of those Broadberry entertainment group venues, and it was just a really awesome experience. And we've played more like that since then, but that being the first one.
Yeah, I want to give a $500 fine a quick shout out. Thank you so much for letting us play that show.
Yeah,
they're a great band.
And also I saw you did Down a Rabbit Hole, right? One of those productions. Yeah, as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's over near the cemetery, right?
That's across like the Randolph.
Okay. Yeah, I'm over here. No, too much.
We love like the Rabbit Hole is amazing.
Yeah. With Sebastian,
we did the first ever set at the first ever show. At the
really? Rebel. That's cool. Because, yeah, you guys were, like, episode two.
We were, we were Saturn Death Cult and Wrong Worship. Like, we played, that was the same show.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, actually, funny thing, Sebastian and I, we actually...
He runs the
Rabbit Hole.
Yeah.
And he does all the recordings. Him and I have a synth punk band.
Oh, very cool. What's that called?
We haven't come up with a name yet. We're still in the writing stages a lot. All
right. Well, if you ever do get that together, you're also welcome on the podcast as well. So that'd be great.
Okay.
And again, that'd be also really cool if we could actually do it at the Rabbit Hole, too.
Yeah. Because
we did... Oh, no, we didn't. I take that back. Because we did Over Underdog, which is Cole Roberts, and he runs the Rosewood Recordings thing. We didn't do his episode at his place, but we did his roommate's episode at Rosewood Recordings, which was kind of interesting. Nice. Backwards way of doing things. So yeah, I'll ask you the acronym question, which I'm horrible at asking. I wish someone was here to ask it for me. But yeah, RVA is an acronym for Richmond, Virginia. If you could reassign words to those letters, and it still will spell out RVA, and it means RVA to you, what would that be? I think I did a pretty good job on
that. Yeah, that was ooh.
Oh, there it is.
Really very awesome.
Damn it.
I was going to say...
Are you joking right now, or are you just actually doing that? Because that'll be an example I say, like, really very awesome, but please don't say that. I don't know if you've heard that episode or not.
I can come up with a new one.
I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing.
So far, I got radiating, vibrant,
awesome.
Awesome.
Arts.
Radiating, like, it has to be something...
Arts, that's perfect.
Yeah,
arts.
It has to be something with rock.
Radiating, vibrant, awesomeness. Rocking...
It can't
rocking
be very.
No, it can't be very...
You guys are a little bit young, so I don't know if you're into but series of unfortunate events.
Yes.
See,
yes.
You gotta find, it's the hard ones, the V, man. Yeah, because you gotta talk in code. You'd be like, it's
VFD.
Yeah.
Very fancy doilies.
Yes, there you go, there you go, there you go. Yeah. You gotta it's the V, man. Said damn, I actually do have a fucking eye too.
No way.
Dude. I have the book version too, so it's a little bit more.
That's the best one.
I was thinking about extending it a little bit and connecting these two and then putting a, like, a little dash inside the D to make it.
You should
eye.
Get like the Neil Patrick Harris like face.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, yeah, that's RVA. I'm going to say, I feel like, is radiating vibrant, is that too redundant?
No, it's fine.
Radiating vibrant arts.
No, that's,
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
I just noticed it right there. What's with the lights? Is that like a painting station or something?
Oh, so
what's
I actually just got back into paper cutout animation.
Oh, very cool.
And I'm going to do a, I want to do a sitcom intro for our band.
That'd be cool. You could do music video stuff.
Yeah, that's too, and also music video things.
Yeah. No, I was just looking at it. My girlfriend's a, she used to be a dungeon master for D&D.
Hell yeah.
Through like college and high school. And then most recently she got into a group. And I started playing with her a little bit. And I fucking love painting minifigures.
Oh my God.
Like, I
hell
love
yeah.
Star Wars toys. I have a big old collection.
Yeah.
And I'll paint them up and, like, add bullshit to them. So, yeah, I'm really good at doing little minifigures.
We're Magic the Gathering players.
Oh, very fun. So, cool. Yeah, so, you guys probably go to One-Eye Jacks and whatnot.
Sometimes, yeah.
We used to. We just got back into Magic, and we're trying not to buy
it's
too much stuff.
I've heard.
So, we have a lot of cards. And, I need to save money for music.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I understand that for sure. I definitely need to... Besides moving, which we're probably going to be doing soon, I would like to get more microphones. I got that bass drum mic recently playing with. You guys have known each other for years, so what are other interests do you share other than music, besides Magic the Gathering, which we've just discussed?
Eating mac and cheese.
Eating mac and cheese. All right.
We like to have sleepovers and eat mac and cheese together.
Very fun.
I like cooking mac and cheese. I'm pretty much a savant
What's the secret to mac and cheese, the best mac and cheese in your opinion, if you can reveal it?
I don't know if you should reveal it.
That's okay.
Well,
sometimes secrets are best kept.
No, that's good.
The roux, I think.
Okay.
Well, I was gonna say, after your mac and cheese, it's the crumbled up cheese that's on top. That's
or like the crusty.
But that's something after the fact.
But it's like, it's like a sprinkle of magic.
It can ruin a mac and cheese or make a mac and cheese. But I'm saying. The cheese and the roux, how that plays together.
Yeah.
That's
you don't
essential.
Want it too wet. You don't want it too thick. Yeah. You don't want it to be like just a gob of cheese next to a plain noodle.
If you don't have enough flour, it's just going to like fluff up. Yeah. And
I will say you nailed the stretch. Oh, yeah. The last one. That was impressive.
Like the stretch from the pizza in the Goofy movie.
Yeah.
If you guys know what I'm talking about. Probably. That's a meme now.
We also,
it's not just...
a while, we used to animate a lot together. That was...
We had a movie studio.
Oh, very cool.
Called Stuart and George Unlimited.
But
that's our middle names.
Okay. That was going to be one
Milo
question.
Milo is Stuart and I am George.
So what did you do? Was it more of like the stuff you're doing now or is it more like hand drawing?
Claymation.
It was
more claymation. Yeah. That's very cool.
What else did we do together? Oh my God, lightsaber and Quidditch. Yeah. We would play it in the front yard and do lightsaber battles a lot.
Hell yeah.
And we started a Quidditch team.
Yeah, I used to do lightsaber battles with my friend all the time back in high school. Not high school, but before that a little bit.
I think the best battle we did was my dad built that snow ramp,
uh-huh.
and then we did a Hoth battle on the snow. Like that's
pretty cool. So somewhat in this vein, we're doing Chloe's corner questions because Chloe's not here, and it sounds Chloe's corner. Does alliteration? There you go. What's your zodiac sign? If you know more extended stuff like rising and setting, you can go ahead and tell us that too.
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay, same here.
Yeah. I'm an Aries.
Okay. Sorry, I don't know what any of this stuff means. It's just in case Chloe wants to listen.
For a while, I was like, this is dumb. Zodiac's stupid. But then I looked up Aries, and it said instigator. And I was like, oh, yeah. This thing is on the nose. Like, this is perfect.
Talked about mac and cheese a lot, so I'm going to skip that, unfortunately.
No.
What's a guilty pleasure we have right now?
Okay. We're allowed to curse, right?
Yes.
Imagine Dragons fucking slaps.
Okay. That's the second time we've got Imagine Dragons as a guilty pleasure. That's kind of funny.
That's good.
They are so good.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Like, even their newer stuff isn't as good as their older stuff, but it's still good.
See, when I think of, like, high school for me, like, I'm thinking 2013-14, and I'm thinking specifically, like, Imagine Dragons. Yeah. I'm thinking, like, Fun, Cake, and what's the other fucking stupid... Whatever the fuck that is.
So that's the shit I think about for my high school.
Wasn't something I actually listened to. It was more like the person who drove me to school listened to that. But no, that's really funny because that's like what I think about when I think about my
high
school.
My guilty pleasure. I got this bag of like this like nerd clump candy.
Okay.
And I put a Fun Dip in it.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And then I was eating that, and then as I was eating that, I took an Oreo and dipped it in Nutella, and I put all of it in one bite.
Damn.
And then I took a swig of milk from the jug, and that was like that
milk,
was a really
from the jug
good
is
moment.
Good.
That was like those five things combined was incredible.
Also, I still watch Minecraft YouTubers.
Okay. Oh, that's not even guilty.
So
that's
no, actually, I picked up Minecraft recently. That was one thing I haven't been talking about because yeah, I picked up D&D a little bit ago. We do those on Sundays now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my girlfriend, I'll come home from work and she'll have had a bad day at work and she'll be doing like D&D creative mode. Not D&D, yeah. Sorry. Minecraft creative mode, just like going tunnel diving and shit. I'm like, what is this? So I'll start doing it myself.
Yeah, it's so fun.
And then I'll start seeing her do other stuff. I'm like, I didn't know you could fucking do that.
So no,
like,
it's, yeah.
Yeah, so she showed me how to make a big ass map and I like, I took obsidian and just made a wall around my place and I'm like, this is my fucking kingdom now.
Exactly.
And
yep,
I'm like
yep.
building lighthouses and like what are those things called? Like a rook? Like from a chess piece. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like the tower.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
nice. We're
just making sandcastles and shit.
I like doing the when you mine all the way down and then do a TNT tower and you blow up.
Oh shit.
So have you done that?
I've not followed these
god.
Things.
So what you do is you don't go to like the flat mode. Go to like one of like the
a real world.
Like a real world.
Okay.
And you mine straight down.
All the way down to bedrock.
All the way down to bedrock. Mm. And then you take TNT and you place like you just go up.
Yeah.
You go back fill you do like one by one
TNT.
Hole.
Okay.
You fill it back up. And then what you do is you just light the top and you fly and you watch it from the bottom. And it makes and then what I like to do is I drop down afterwards and you go all the way. It's incredible.
It just it makes a big hole.
No, I appreciate the tips. No, I've never really played. Like I just discovered portals and eggs the other day.
Oh,
so like I was
God.
Going to the nether place and we're reading up shit. She goes, place a bed on it. Like, all right, boom, it explodes and shit. It's so much fun.
Beds in the nether.
No, I usually like just doing creative and like going around and finding towns, taking their stuff and then putting a dollop of lava on every building and then burning it to the ground and disappearing.
Yep.
So yeah, a little creative and destructive there. What are we watching right now? You got anything you're currently binging or anything that's got your interest?
I just watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
That's a great one. Yeah, that's a really good movie.
That was great. All right, what about you? What are you watching?
Of course I'm watching Last of Us as it comes
Hell
out.
Yeah.
I didn't play the original game, unfortunately.
Okay, that's fine.
But it's a great show.
Mm.
Also, I just got into X-Files.
Okay.
It's on Amazon.
Yeah, no, I only got into X-Files a couple years ago when they made that new series that came out.
So I'm sort of casually watching that. I don't know. I watch a lot of shows.
One thing we both love is BoJack.
Hell yeah, BoJack.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
Did you ever... you don't watch SNL at all, do you?
Occasionally.
Yeah, like the stuff on YouTube.
SNL's kind of like... It's kind of like clips at YouTube now. Like, that's kind of what it's become.
Yeah, fair. I understand that. I was going to say, did you see the one... Oh, I didn't like it, did I? Damn. Shit. Well, it's the one where Pedro Pascal's on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
He's a teacher, and he's just like, you guys gotta stop making these fucking cam videos of me. You know what I'm talking about? These fan cam videos and stuff?
I think
and he's just like, but why am I daddy, though? And he's just like, because you have your foot on our throats 24/7, don't you understand? And it's just like,
so,
I don't want... You have to stop. I don't get this.
I love the table shaking one they did.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah. So yeah, what kind of end this corner now. Doing pretty good getting through this. I don't know. Any other interest or something that piques your mind before we go to the outro here?
What do you got? Come on. Think of something
you,
cool.
You go first.
Think of something cool. We go to art school.
Okay.
Art governor school that has majors and it's really fun.
You guys are both saying something about not valedictorian, but what about...
Oh, Scholastic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We've both won Scholastic Awards for art.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I think it's, like, equal playing field. Like,
well...
like, we both won, like, the same level of things.
Well, okay. That's not entirely true.
What? How about instead of getting to the bottom of that, how about we just answer, what did you submit that won?
I made an animation where I interviewed a puppet.
Oh, very cool.
Well, actually, where my grandpa interviewed a puppet. So I made a puppet that looked like me, and I had my grandpa, like, ask him questions, and he would respond.
Okay. What about you?
I can't remember all the things.
I know, whatever.
It was like five.
Say the States thing. Like that.
Oh, yeah. But I think the most notable one was I submitted a self-portrait that got an American Visions nomination.
Oh, that's really cool.
Which I believe only five people in the state get, nice. I think.
But I got that animation that got honorable mentions in the state.
In high school, I accidentally got someone kicked off of an award show.
Ooh.
I was like, hey, that's cool. That's Circus Survive right there. And the teacher's like, what? And it's you, the lady falling with the backwards broken arm thing.
I think so, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The album cover? I was like, oh, that's that. She goes, show me real quick. And I was like, okay. And I showed it. And she goes, they just flipped the arm around. We can't let them in anymore. Fucking kicked them off.
Oh,
no
my
shit.
God.
I didn't mean to do that. I felt really bad. Sorry. I just brought up memories all of a sudden. So yeah, band goals. What are we trying to do for the rest of the year here? We want to put out the album by
rest of the year?
Yes, for the end of the year, because I know you want to put out the album in the summer, hopefully. But is there any other
goals you want to do? Get the album recorded by the end of the summer. So
okay,
then
recorded
even,
by summer.
Even if we go to separate colleges, then we have stuff that we can release and promote online.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to do like some sort of mini tours over the summer.
I think
just like this band is something I am very passionate about, and I feel like we have something, and I really want to push it throughout my life.
Yeah.
And I want to give it my all, and I feel like this year I want to build that platform, so no matter what happens in college, like, we'll be okay.
Yeah. No, 100%. I don't want to persuade what you're doing for college-wise, but just, he has like 10 years younger than me, so like, fucking don't go to college. College is a goddamn scam. But besides that, like, if you do go to college, you should at least go to like community college for the first 2 years, maybe do some JSARD or something like that, so you can still hang out. Because I definitely feel like Richmond would be very accepting of you guys and the music you guys play. I've definitely already seen some videos of your performance and whatnot, and then seeing you guys, I definitely feel like you would have a very good chance if you stay in the city. But that's just my... my thingamajig. And what upcoming shows do we got? Anything we can shout out as we try to put this out a week from tomorrow?
Oh,
cool.
Oh, sweet. Okay, week from tomorrow. March 9th, we're playing with Kinda Evil at the Camel.
Okay.
April 22nd, we're playing at Bandidos with Big Fun.
Okay.
And then...
it's right off the dome.
We have...
I spoke too soon.
Wait, I'm trying to think. What else? I know we have...
what's like our soonest...
well, that's the birthday party.
You probably can't invite someone to that.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, the soonest, we got March 7th.
Don't have anything in February.
February. Like in New Girl when Nick like can't pronounce February.
But I was going to say, where can we find your music at? It's just Wrong Worshippers everywhere?
Everywhere? Yeah. All the streaming services, including Bandcamp.
Yeah. Very cool.
One thing I do want to touch on, like, as a band, I feel like we like to pride ourselves on our internet presence.
Okay, yeah.
So if you guys...
we like making funny little videos.
We make little
and putting
skits
them on
and put them on Instagram.
TikTok.
So if you guys want to see us being... if you want to see us making fools of ourselves...
if you think we were charismatic and awesome in this interview, you should.
And that'd be Wrong Worshippers, at Wrong Worshippers.
Just Wrong Worshippers everywhere. Okay. Two P's, worshippers.
Yeah. Oh,
two P's as in WROPPNG.
All right, well, I appreciate you guys checking in and listening, and for you two having me in on whatever the fuck is
thank
going on.
You,
I'm losing the words now. This has been Rapid City Sounds, episode 72. I have been Cole, and I've had with me...
the 1, 2, 3 Wrong Worshippers!
Very nice, so please go follow Wrong Worshippers on all of their accounts. You can follow us at River City Sounds and all of the jank. And please make sure that you use Anchor FM for all your podcasting needs. You can distribute, and you can listen, and you can do all the famous great stuff with podcasts at Anchor FM. Great.
Signing out.
You can get money if you do that. One, two, three.
close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on the balcony in summer air. See the light, see the party, the ball gown. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know, oh, that you were Romeo. You were throwing pebbles and my daddy said stay away from Juliet. You were everything to me. I was begging you, please don't go. And I said, Romeo, take me somewhere. This song is dedicated to all the fucking fascists in the US government. I don't know if we can swear on this podcast. All right, here we go.
Work is done.
was over. We'll be right back.